excitement in the air among just the people of God. And it's really, it's a cool feeling. You know what I mean? Like, it, you can sense it, you can feel it. And I really feel like we're starting just to really open and believe that God is who he says he is, and he's going to do what he says he can do. And that's an amazing thing to be a part of. I'm always humbled and honored to stand up here every single time, honestly. And there's been some great messages that have been spoken the past few weeks from Pastor Marty and Pastor Ryan. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to some of them the past couple weeks, I encourage you to go on and listen to them, because they've been really great. We are blessed to have such great pastors and leaders in the house. We really, really are. Tonight, I'm just going to tell you a story before I tell you what I'm talking about. Although if you follow me on social media, you already know what I'm talking about. So last summer, we were in Nashville, and Malachi had gone to Camp Electric. It's Toby Mac's music camp. And so we thought, Ben and I, while he's at camp, we're going to go Nashville, just the two of us as a couple. And for a few days, we're going to take a little vacation together. And I found out that there was a Millennium Dance Complex in Nashville. So if you know the dance world at all, you know that Millennium is like a big deal. And they have one in LA, which I'm really hoping I get to someday. And so we were there, and it was quite funny, actually. I get out of the car, and he waves to me like a kid, and I was like, going into dance class. And we kind of joke about it. But when I go in there, I go in the studio, and up on the wall, there is the sign, and we have a picture of it. I hope you can see it. But on that sign, it says, Unity is Diversity. And as soon as I walked in the studio, I looked at it, and I obviously had to take a picture of it, and Unity in Diversity. And I just thought that was such a great statement that it just has stuck with me. And so tonight, I'm going to be talking about unity in diversity. Pastor spoke the past two times he spoke on a scripture in Psalms 133. And verse 1 says, how wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony. Living together in harmony. And like I said, if you haven't listened to this past Sunday's message, please do that. It's a great message on how unity begins with honor. And so when we live together in harmony and honor with those around us, we can go further together than we ever can alone. And it seems like we have been talking about this for a while, right? We're always talking about unity and coming together, and we're better together. But it seems like COVID has brought about a whole new dialogue about what unity is and what honoring one another is and what living together in harmony really is. So I love diversity. Like, I really do. I love talking about it. I love how God created it. It just makes me excited, honestly, to even think about it. So we're going to talk about what the word diverse means, because I like to do that. It literally means different. It can't get any more plain and simple than that. Diverse means different. Diverse means understanding that each individual is unique, and recognizing our individual differences. These can be along the lines and dimensions of race, ethnicity, gender, socioeconomic status, age, physical abilities, and political beliefs. And God created all of us to be different. We're all different in some way or another. Colossians 3:11 says, in this new life, it doesn't matter if you are a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave or free, Christ is all that matters, and he lives in all of us. I found this commentary, and it says, the Christian church should have no barriers of nationality, race, ethnicity, social standing, wealth, gender, religion, or power. Christ breaks all those barriers down and accepts all people to come to him. Even in Revelation, when John had his vision, right? He sees a vision of heaven, and this is what he says in Revelation 7, 9 through 10. He says, after this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes and peoples, and languages standing before the throne, our Lord, clothed with palm branches in their hands and crying out with a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. So that tells me that heaven itself is diverse. Heaven itself has different nationalities, different tribes, different nations, different languages. And so heaven itself is diverse. So if you don't like diversity, it's going to be safe to say that you're not going to enjoy heaven. Because heaven is diverse. God created diversity. If you read all through the Bible, you see different nationalities, different tribes. Moses married a woman from this tribe over here. And it's all interweaved throughout the whole Bible that God created diversity. 1 Corinthians 14:10 says, there are doubtless many different languages in the world, and none is without meaning. See, God created all of these things. He created our skin color. He created our nationality. He created our languages, and they're all different, and that's a beautiful thing. So tonight, I just want to share with you 5 thoughts on diversity. It may not be anything new or like mind-blowing. However, I honestly feel like it's from God, and it's what's needed right now in this time. So the first thing is diversity is beautiful. A few weeks ago, I posted, again, I like Instagram. I like the Insta stories. I posted a picture. I have hazel eyes, and when I wear green, it brings out the green in my eyes. And all of you have different colors that you wear that bring out the best of your skin tone or your eye color. It's kind of cool. I think I like how that works. So I had posted, just like the color of my shirt brings out my eyes, the different colors of the world can bring out the best in all of us if we allow it to. You see, if we can notice diversity in others and appreciate the differences, then beautiful things can happen. I teach dance, and a few years ago I had a dance class that accompanied just this. And the girls would actually sit down and talk about this because we would go to competitions and we would see groups that honestly, they all looked the same on stage. They all had like the same hair color, the same skin tone. But when we got on stage and we would come home and talk about it and we would say, you know, it's so cool because they're so different. We had blondes, brunettes, redheads, dark skin, brown skin, pale skin, white skin, and how beautiful thing it was to watch them move on stage. Because they were moving as one, but they were still their own person and color. And that's a beautiful thing. And even as teenagers, they recognized that unity wasn't conformity. It was the celebration of their diversity. And that's what made them one. They weren't conforming to each other, trying to look the same. They realized that they all could be different, but move together in unity. The Bible says, I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. I brought up that scripture because we were all made in God's image, right? So whoever reads that scripture, no matter who they are, they were fearfully and wonderfully made. We were all made in his image. Therefore, we are all beautiful and unique in God's kingdom. My mom used to say, and she probably does say it if she teaches your kids upstairs, she always used to look at, she used to run a daycare too, and she would look at the kids and say, God made you special because he doesn't create junk. And I just remember her saying that. And because of that, we know that everyone is created by him and for him. Let's celebrate the differences. Celebrate the beauty in one another because diversity is beautiful. The second thing is diversity sees the need. Philippians 2:4 says, let each of you not only look out to his own interests, but also to the interest of others. So Ben is actually really good at this. I'm used to looking up there for him, but he's over here today. Ben's really good at this. We were driving down the street probably a few months ago, actually. Maybe it was last year. I don't know. So we were going to get ice cream. So it was me, Ben, Malachi, Addison. We were on a mission. You know, all of us had, like, what we were going to get on our ice cream cone and all that. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, Ben goes, should I go help him? And, like, all of us in the car were like, who, what? What are you talking about? Like, you know, the kids are like, what? And I'm like, huh? And he goes, should I go help him? And as he's saying that, he puts the car in reverse. He backs up and pulls into this driveway. Well, sure enough, there was this guy, an elderly gentleman, laying on the ground in his driveway. And the trash had, like, fallen beside him. And we were all like, whoa, we didn't even see this, you know, but he noticed it. He gets out of the truck. He helps the guy up. He brings the trash out, helps him inside, gets in the truck and goes, okay, let's go get some ice cream. And I'm like, wait, what? And so, but I love that about him. He just actually called me up yesterday and goes, well, I helped someone today. And I was like, of course you did. But I love that he notices things and he sees the need regardless of whether this man was young, old, black, white, in the streets, in the rich part of the city. He notices things and he sees the need and he's looking out for other people's interests. Now that, for me, makes me want to notice more, makes me open my eyes and be like, okay, how can I help someone today? What is he seeing that I'm not seeing right now, right? Because diversity sees the need. Romans 12:13 says, share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. See, when you don't care where people come from, then you can reach them. When you don't care whether a person is from the east side, south side, north side, west side, the street side, the famous side, when you don't care where people come from, then you can reach them. And that's a powerful thing, to look past where someone comes from into the need that they have, because diversity sees the need. Matthew 25:44-45 says, they will also answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you? He will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Look for the needs of others, no matter where they come from. Diversity sees the need. Third thing, diversity makes us stronger. And Ryan, Pastor Ryan actually touched on this a little bit. Every part of the body is needed to work. Every part. 1 Corinthians 12:12-14 says, just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all of its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. So we are one, but we make up the body. We can be an individual, but we can still be a unified part of the team by being what you were called to be. And this chapter is actually one of my favorites. If you get a chance, go read 1 Corinthians 12. I could talk about this forever, honestly, because I love it. I made sure I didn't make a lot of notes because I could just talk about this, and I have before. It goes on to talk about how the hand cannot say to the foot, because I am not a foot, I'm not needed. Or the ear can't say to the eye, because I'm not an eye, I'm not needed. That's ridiculous, because every single part of the body is needed to function. And we are stronger when we allow the parts of the body to function the way that they were supposed to function. Don't try to be a part that you're not. If you are a hand, stop trying to be a foot. If you're an eye, stop trying to be the ear. We need you to be who God has created you to be, because when you are, then we're able to function as a body and we're able to move forward, because we're all working as the parts that we're supposed to work. I always think of, like, if my hand and my head and my knee and my foot were all an ear, how ridiculous that would look. And so many times we're looking at someone else, well, I like what they're doing. They're a hand. I'm going to go try to be a hand. And it's a mess because you weren't called to do that. Were we all called to be God's servants? Yes. Were we all called to be ambassadors for God? Yes. But there are certain things that God created you to do that only you can do, and no one's going to do them like you do them. We are stronger when we do what we are called to do. We are stronger as a whole when we function where we are called, because diversity makes us stronger. Fourth thing, diversity brings people together. The Bible says that we are to be in one accord. Philippians 2:2 says, "Fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind." So what this means is if a number of people do something with one accord, they do it together or at the same time because they agree about what should be done. If you caught it, it was said in worship, there's power in agreement. So when we're focused on what God has called us to do as a mission, as a unit, together, then it brings us together. And we agree that the good news of the gospel needs to be spread, right? We agree that Jesus needs to be known. We agree we need to make God famous in this lifetime. So when we do that, it brings us together. And then when we come together, we have this unit that we can lean on when maybe we're not feeling too good about where we are. We can go to somebody. We can have those friendships, those relationships that make us stronger. We can go to, the Bible says, to carry each one's burdens, and in this way you fulfill the law of Christ. So when we come together, when we know that we're living in one accord, we have access to all different types of people that we can actually go to and we can lean on for support. Just like the saying of this church is, we do life together. It's not just a fun saying that we say. We really mean it. When we come together as a diverse unit, as a people that love God, we want to do life together with you. We want to help you up and down, and wherever life takes you, we want to be there, and we want to be connected with you. That's why we have those connect groups, like Brian was saying. And when that happens, when we have access to multiple cultures and people, it promotes knowledge. When we're open up, when we come together, and we want to learn about different cultures, learn about different people, then it brings knowledge to who we are as a person, who we are as a people. And it promotes the idea that things can be learned from others. I can learn from every single one of you, and you can learn something from me. And that's what makes diversity beautiful. It chooses, it brings people together. In fact, Proverbs 18:15 says, intelligent people are always willing to learn. Are you willing to learn from the different types of people that God has placed in your life? We can live in one accord. Diversity brings us together. And the last thing, diversity chooses to love. Colossians 3:14 says, and above all these things, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. 1 Corinthians 16:14 says, and do everything with love. And there's so many scriptures about love, it's crazy. In fact, if you go home and you Google love scriptures, tons of stuff will come up, and you can just read scripture after scripture about God's love and loving others. But think about it. The Bible says that God is love. He says in 1 John, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. So if we are to show God through us to the people around us, then we are to show love to the people around us, because God is working through us, and God is love. God is love. We are to treat everyone, with kindness and respect. We are to look past the outside and see what God sees and treat people like people. I found this story that one Sunday, a lady was outside and she was watching all the kids walk by to different Sunday schools, inviting them to come into her Sunday school. And she noticed this one little boy who went blocks down the street to go to his Sunday school. And she asked him, why do you go so far to go to that Sunday school down there? There are plenty of others that are good along the way. And he said, they may be so good, but they're not good for me. And she said, why not? And he looked at her and said, because they love a fella over there. You see how crazy it is. They love a fella over there. So he was going past all these Sunday schools to get to the one where he felt loved. He felt accepted. And how easy it is to reach people when you can look at them and truly love them. People may not always remember what you said, but they'll always remember how you made them feel. You know, just like I know, that when you walk into a place, you know if you're loved. You know if you're accepted. You know if you feel embraced by who's around you. And people are people. People are people. I think about that all the time. Every single one of us has emotions and thoughts and feelings. And if we can look past the outside and see people the way that God sees them, when we can truly love people for who they are, for who God has created them to be, then that's where we show that diversity will choose to love. In his book, Mere Christianity, C.S. Lewis wrote, "Do not waste your time bothering whether you love your neighbor. Act as if you did." As soon as we do this, we find one of the great secrets. When you are behaving as if you love someone, you will presently come to love them. If you injure someone you dislike, you will find yourself disliking them more. If you do him a good turn, you will find yourself disliking him less. Treat people like people, not what they look like. And let's be known for a people that chooses to love, chooses to see the best in people, chooses to see people the way that God sees people. The Bible says that people will know who we are by the way that we love. Are we choosing to love? Because diversity chooses love. Diversity is beautiful. Diversity sees the need. Diversity makes us stronger. Diversity brings us together. And diversity chooses to love. I asked Kai to learn this song this week because it's a song like so many that I listen to, because I'm a music person, that has really become a prayer in my life, especially now. And the words begin like this: "Let me be filled with kindness and compassion for the one for whom you loved and gave your son for humanity. Increase my love." And then it says, "Help me to love with open arms like you do, a love that erases all the lines and sees the truth, that when they look in my eyes, they would see you. Even in just a smile, they would feel the Father's love." Can people see the Father's love even when you look at them? When they look in your eyes, can they sense that they are truly loved and accepted? Can they sense that they feel a love that they've never felt before through God's love? Because that should be our prayer. That no matter what, that we choose to love people. No matter what, we choose to look past where they come from and we see their need. That no matter what, we choose to find the strength and be as one and find that need. That's what diversity means. It means we can be one, but we can be unified together as we walk in love. Amen.